Good morning and happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to the Choose Rich podcast, the Choose Rich morning show. It is Friday and we are ending the week. We're discussing the overnight crypto dump. It was ugly. It was nasty. I went to bed euphoric. I woke up feeling like shit. I woke up not too happy. I had to do some meditation, some affirmations. You'll see them right in the back to get myself back up to speed because it was ugly. And we're also going to be discussing all things ordinals. We got the Ordinal Maxi Biz Mint starting 9 minutes ago. It's already live. We have a runestones. I'm deciding whether or not I should buy a runestone here, 0.014. We're going to be talking about it. A 0.014 Bitcoin, and we're going to do our weekly Friday Tensor price lock pick to see if Signal can pull off some magic again. She was on fire last 2 weeks ago.
Wait, I do not know about this, guys. Okay, let me go find a pick. Let me go find a pick right now.
Well, the best part, Signal, was that it was spontaneous. You knew it was just right off the dome. You can't overthink it.
You can't overthink it. Great hedge fund managers.
Don't think about it until the end. But Signal, I do have a question for you. I don't know if you noticed, I'm dressed up a little bit differently. As you are the fashionista of the crew, to give you a little bit of context, I forgot this, but Kanye West did a commercial for the Super Bowl of him talking about this new line he was launching. I completely forgot that I bought one. And this is what you're seeing right here. This is the shirt that I got. I woke up in it where I got it yesterday. It's like a piece of cloth, basically, but the neck kind of feels weird. I'm like, yo, if I maybe had 15 pounds of more muscle, it would fit interesting. But I'm curious what you think as the resident fashionista of the group, what you think of this shirt that I just got from Kanye West's new line. $20 right here.
Yeah, look, I mean, what's that say? Vultures.
I have no idea.
Yeah, vultures.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I like it. I like your tush as well. I like your tush as well. You know, you just kind of jiggle it towards the camera to us. You know what? Yeah, I like it. But I think, you know, the thing with Kanye, when a lot of the stuff he designs, it's always a little bit different to what's out there. I think, like, you know, when the Yeezys first came out, everyone was like, wow, what is that? And then he pretty much pioneers an like a completely different design and then everyone copies him. So I would say as a t-shirt for a guy, it's very roomy in the sleeves, but it's meant to be like that. That is his signature. So I like it, man. I like it. Keep it clean. Okay. It's about how you put it together. It's not the t-shirt by itself. It's all about how you combine it. So keep it rocking, man.
So, okay. Well, that's interesting. I've actually been I went shopping earlier this week because I'm going to Seattle and then I'm going to New York afterwards. And, you know, I was getting some new clothes. The worst part, Signal, and we're going to start with the show in a second. The worst part is when you go shopping and there's an attractive, I don't know if it's on, it has to be on purpose, but there's always the attractive girl when you go shopping, dude. And she was just, dude, she was hitting all the right places. I walk in and she was like, you know, all right, let's look at it. Like she starts picking out shirts. She's like, oh my God, I have to see you with this on. She was saying all kinds of stuff.
Did she ever say something like say something? And then you were like, this is so us. Or no. Okay.
No, but she was like,
that's a good pickup move.
I have to see you try this on. Like, please, like, all right, I'm throwing this on there. When I knew she was making a commission on me, but dude, I was biting, dude. I was freaking like, you know what? Yeah, Solana's up, dude. I'm freaking feeling good, dude. Let's fucking go. Yeah, throw it on.
Honestly, it is a sales tactic. It's a massive sales tactic to have an attractive girl to basically clothe men because it's how they're going to drag you in. Kix, you sound like you'd be a great sales assistant. Like, walk in there, you'd be like, that's so us. And in my head, I'd be like,
I used to work at Old Navy. And really, other than salesmanship, the only thing they felt comfortable putting me on was folding jeans because I couldn't fold anything else in the store. And the cashier, I definitely had a couple mistakes when I'd forget to scan something. So I was usually folding jeans or over in the sales rack, you know, trying to sling some shirts.
Yeah, dude, I fell right for it. I spent way too much money. But I got some new shirts, Sig. I'll show them off. Yeah, dude.
Do you see what you did there? You chose rich. You spent money that you didn't have to spend, which went to her commission. You supported women, therefore you helped her come into the choose rich mindset. I like what you're doing there, Clemente.
She may be thinking about you right now. I'm just saying, like,
she was feeling good. I should have maybe gone for it at the end. I was leaving. I was in a rush to get out, but I was like, you know what, dude? I'll freaking go back there. I'll say, yo, what's up?
Send in a friend and have them pretend to be your assistant. Be like, he's like in France right now, but he was thinking about you and wanted me to come get your number.
Easy, bro. That's all you, dude.
Yeah, Easy looks fired up.
Easy, bro. That's all you, dude.
I'm in the trenches.
Dude, all right.
I said he traded like 3 shit coins since this show.
Easy's actually out of control. Easy, so you started a 2-soul challenge yesterday with...
I already lost it all. So I had a mulligan. I had a mulligan. Hey, I put 2-soul back in.
Can you give some context?
This was a mulligan. I hit him up. I was like, hey, so can we restart?
He's That's
like,
a breakfast ball, dude.
Yeah, like it was hole number one. No practice swing. Stepped up, just started hacking.
Driving range was closed, and he just took a rip. So that's cool, though, man. Yeah,
you started this, and it was the winner was. I'm gonna pin this up at the top, but the winner gets this chain, which he won when he beat you on the last Solana challenge you guys did. Is that right?
Yep. It came down to coin flip.
Damn. All right.
I gotta say, I was really happy to see this because for the people who like weren't listening to the show in 2021, early 2022, they're like Micah, Kix, and Easy were the best traders on the One ETH challenge, and Micah was like the dark horse and used to beat you guys sometimes. He always used to come first. So I'm excited to see this challenge happen again, Easy, and see if Micah still has it in him.
And that was a rough time for me too, man. Because I just feel like that was like when Quirky's was pumping. You know,
you and me,
it was just a weird meta.
We
Sheets, remember Sheets?
Sheets
/broke my one ETH challenge. Unfortunately, I do remember buying things that I was interested in on my challenge thing, and then like buying 10 of them on my main wallet, just so try to get a little more pump going on the one ETH challenge. I think that cost me probably a couple $1,000. So,
well, Kix, we each bought Quirky's for 0.3-ish. We both sold them for like 0.5-ish. They then ran to 2 ETH a pop. And I think at the time, you and me both full ported it. So we each had like 3. And we would have easily like won the challenge.
Just one trade would have won it all.
One trade would have just won the whole thing.
It goes to show, sometimes you just got to swing for the grand slam instead of, first or second base.
Mm. Pete Rose said that, actually.
Yep.
Yeah, no, Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle. Babe Ruth.
Don King.
Shohei Ohtani. Before we get started with today's show, everyone, important announcement. We are doing a 48-hour Choose Rich t-shirt pre-sale. You can go buy your t-shirt right now, $29.99. All proceeds. We're not making any money from this. All proceeds go to the Choose Rich movement. Dude, we've got some fun ideas that we are looking to do for mainstream Choose Rich ads. You guys are going to be seeing a lot more of that coming soon, which we are very excited about. You can go buy the shirt. I bought one yesterday. I'm excited for this one. You can see the design. You can go to shop.bodogos.com to learn more, to get your t-shirt. Go check it out. If you're cool, if you want to choose rich, get this dope-ass tee, man. It's better than this one. And we're by the way, we're still working on international shipping, unfortunately. But yeah, it's better than this Kanye shirt I got on. And this shirt is cool, if you know what I'm saying. Quick shout-out to the sponsor and the partner of today's show, Tensor. The leading Solana NFT marketplace, Tensor Foundation, just announced the Tensor token, TNSR, $Tensor, which will be used to govern the Tensor protocols, which have already traded over $2 billion of NFTs on Solana in the last 90 days. $2 billion. Tensor has facilitated over 70% of Solana's NFT trading volume in the last 90 days. Tensor token is going to be used to build the most robust crypto or NFT trading ecosystem in all of crypto. And to learn more, to stay up to date, because more is coming, make sure to follow Tensor Foundation at TensorFDN on X. It's also pinned up at the top. Go check it out. Kix, I'll throw it over to you for the weather report to kick this thing off whenever you are ready. We got a big show. Let's go.
Okay, I'm fired up. Not nervous at all. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, today is Friday, the 15th of March. ETH market volume coming in $23.2 million. Solana market volume, $12.2 million. Looking over at NFT market leaders, we got Smowl by Memecoin. Boehm artist Dark Farms is up 2x to 0.45. Parallel avatars are up 33% to 1.2 ETH. And Pandora is down 25% to 5 ETH. Solana NFTs are bleeding after a day with low volume, with Mutantmon down 17% to 1.8 and Frogana down to 3.3 sold. Over on Bitcoin, Ordinal Maxi Biz hovering right around 1.1 Bitcoin going into this mint. Node Monkeys dipped 10% to half a Bitcoin. Still not bad. Over the past 24 hours, Parallel Alpha released white papers for just one white paper for its upcoming game Colony. as well as the Wayfinder tech that allows AI agents to traverse the blockchain. Highlights include Colony using the Solana blockchain and Wayfinder be powered by a new token with 50% dedicated to the community. Parallels Prime token is up 11% to 21 on the news. Over on Blast, Pac Moon's Pac claim went live yesterday and opened up trading at a $6 million market cap, peaking at over 50, retracing down to 15. Airdrop 2 was announced with community members being rewarded for the amount of views that they get on Pac Moon related content they post on Twitter. That's great. Just clog up that feed, baby.
Yep.
Unitas backed Ordinals Collection Runestone started their batch airdrop process yesterday with a total of 71K out of the total 112,000 airdrop so far. And the remaining expect to be airdrop later today. Runestones led Ordinals in volume and saw an initial floor of 0.025 that has since fallen to 0.014. Lastly, crypto prices vomited overnight, with Bitcoin down 7% to 67,000, ETH puked to 37,000, Solana wiping its pump to 180 back to 170. Other alts and meme coins also took a 10 to 15% haircut, including Bonk, down 18% to $1.9 trillion market cap. Bonk's still doing fine, Clemente. We know you put that in because you hold it. Back to you in the studio.
Well, if anything, it was down. I'm not trying to pump my values, but fantastic weather report. Kicks, quick note, Wayfinder, I hardly know her. Some stories from the Nifty Daily Digest. I go to the dailyphones.com to subscribe. It's delivered at 8 a.m. every morning, 8 a.m. Eastern time. God damn it. Okay, here we go.
First, teleprompter, Clemente.
First story, Palette Exchange. This is the Say NFT marketplace announced a $2.5 million private fundraising round backed by world-class investors and strategic partners, including Spencer Ventures. Let's go. Spencer Ventures is taking another dub going in and in the Say ecosystem. Let's go. Yo, that's another dub, baby. Let's go. Next story, a meme coin, Bome, continues its parabolic rally. It's up to a $390 million market cap. For context, it was at $75 million just yesterday at exactly this time. So a nice little pump. This thing continues to rally. Easy, you still holding yours?
Nope.
You sold that thing? What'd you sell it at?
Like 180K, 180M market cap.
Got it. Like a 3X. Well, shake it off, Chief. You know,
I got a 3X, Chief.
Look back.
Yeah, shake it off, Chief. I care about that. I made some cash. You know, you still holding your Wassie?
Stop. I sold
still holding your seals?
No, I sold
what did you call it? Like Bome? Isn't it just Bome?
Yeah,
Book of Memes. Book of Memes, Bome. Next story.
No, let's get proper pronunciation.
Bome.
Is it Balm or Bomb?
I am pronouncing. All right, here we go. Next story. Nick continues his mainstream TV spree. This time he was featured on a TV show called After Midnight on CBS 2 days ago. If you watch the actual segment, it is the worst written segment of all time. Like, these guys just saw Nick and they were like, how can we make this funny? It was like, can you make his face? It was the weirdest game show segment of all time. This show actually is in its first season with comedian, whatever, I don't know what her name is, Taylor Tomlinson. And I don't see this being renewed another season based on what I was seeing, but always funny to see these old school TV writers try to come up with some sort of funny content. They don't get it like us, man. Next story, Taproot Wizard, or the Golden Cape, not Taproot Wizard, the Golden Cape Quantum Cat has finished its sale. This bad boy sold for $127,000, which is 1.7 Bitcoin. It will be redeemed for a Taproot Wizard at a TBD date, but nice little sale here. 1.7 Bitcoin is not some chump change and possibly an indicator for future price action of the wizards. Next story, we had Bloomberg share an Instagram post to their 5.1 million followers on Instagram, mentioning both Pepe and Dog with Hat and their Las Vegas ad campaign. Interesting stuff as we continue to see this obviously wasn't well received by the masses so far, but always interesting to see the mainstream media try to capture this and try to make sense of everything that goes on in crypto. Next story, Dog with Hat. Once again, this got up to a price action of $3.50, apologies, up 35% over the last week. It overtook TIA, Arbitrum, and Say as it settled in number 45 in the overall crypto market cap before pulling back to $2.80 overnight. Kicks, why are you laughing?
I just think it's funny it passed all those things in market cap.
It's so absurd. It is so absurd. But hey, it's continuing. It saw a little bit of a pullback with obviously everything going on. Jack Dorsey released a custodial wallet, a self-custodial wallet called BitKey. This is quite literally a rock that you can buy, $150. Shout out to Jack Dorsey, continuing to make moves in the Bitcoin realm. I don't think I would pay $150 for this rock, but it certainly looks cool. We'll see if it has any legs going forward. Very last story. A judge ruled that Craig Wright is in fact not Satoshi and did not author the Bitcoin white paper. Surprise, surprise. But shout out to Craig Wright. Those are the stories from today's Daily Bone. And moving on to the upcoming mints, we have OMB. This mint kicked off just now for holders. Easy. Ordinal MaxiBiz, did you mint? This is the Orange Eye Mint. It is a 0.09 Bitcoin allow or holder mint.
I minted mine.
Let's do a quick rundown on these Orange Eyes. We have it's a 3141 supply. Right now it's a 0.09 Bitcoin mint for holders. Allow list is 0.29 Bitcoin. Yep. God damn, that's over $20,000. And if it gets to public, it's a one Bitcoin mint. How do you think this plays out? Are you selling into this?
I'm going to hold mine. Been holding the Green Eye since mint. I'm just going to hold it at this point. The first sale happened. Two sales have now happened. 0.49 and 0.5.
So trading's already live.
Yes. Yes. It's Bitcoin.
So, oh, damn. Okay. What's it trading at? Sorry.
0.494. 0.5.
Can you send a link?
0.49 floor and 0.5. Dude, go to this link right now, Clemente.
Okay.
Click that link right now. Right now. Two sales have happened. Two sales at the current moment. Three sales. Third sale just came in. They're selling like hotcakes. Selling like hotcakes.
I buy one moment. Right now, Clemente. Just put it on the company card.
Put it on the company card. Expensive.
Yeah. Tell Nick and Pio we'll deal with the repercussions after. You can see people are attacking the floor, however.
Attacking. Yeah.
Attacking the floor right now. We're down to about a 0.45 floor. I think they end up sitting right around that 0.3 spot after they fully mint out, which will happen on first come, first serve allow list. I do think so. But, yeah.
Sorry, what was your price prediction there, Easy? Sorry, what do you think they said?
Slightly over whitelist mint, 0.31.
That's interesting. Do you think that's an interesting buy for someone wanting to get access to the Ordinal MaxiBiz? You're looking
at
a long
Does the Super Pack have the capital for it?
We have the capital actually to get in at 0.31 around there.
Is that going to be an entry for the Super Pack?
I have to check with them. I'm going to see what they say, but they were like our big goal was to have 0.314 Bitcoin to be able to buy one of these or to mint. We were priced out of the mint. So this is actually looking sort of affordable, I have to say.
It's crazy that $30,000 is sort of affordable.
Yeah.
And back in my day.
You know, the Super Pack, we're high rollers, dude. You know, we just throw our weight around, frankly. I heard Spencer Ventures, the reason why he invested in that marketplace was he's like, dude, I gotta make some moves here. I gotta get ahead because we were actually getting close to outperforming his fund. ETH NFTs were dumping, dude. They were his pudgy bag, couple ammo. Meanwhile, we were chopping, dude. You know, they were talking smack and we got up there, dude. His ETH NFT bags. Meanwhile, we were rallying. Anyways, side note. So, last thing, Ordinal MaxiBiz, the other two collections. So we have Green Eyes, we have Red Eyes, and we have Blue Eyes. So the floor was at 1.1 prior to this mint. What do you think these settle in at post mint once these holders get their mints out of the way? Do you think we could see like a 0.8 floor back down for these
0.5.
Green Eyes?
0.5 is where I think. 0.5. I think they end up right around that half of Bitcoin for a little bit. You got to remember, too, how Green Eyes traded. Green Eyes for a while traded at they actually went under mint at one point. I think they went down to 0.19, which like that was the trade of the decade. You had a Bitcoin profit on these things if you got in. So, I mean, dude, this community is just diehard for OMB, and I think Orange Eyes have the best art. So I do think they end up inevitably sitting 2x the mint price. So maybe 0.58. You know, I think that they will end up having a nice little rebound here. I do think they settle above Node Monkeys. They're still not a 10K collection. I think total supply is going to be like 5.2K. So still about half of that, which is very interesting to me. Even now, I mean, we're still seeing people undercut 0.44. We just saw a sale at 0.4. We were up to 4 total sales. Yeah, so I do think they sell out, though, like without an issue. Like there's zero doubt in my mind that these are going to sell out. The community is just too ravenous for these not to. You know,
very, very ravenous. They track.
I mean, even right now, we're sitting 36% of them are minted, with another 10% sitting in the mempools.
Yikes. And if I'm doing my math correctly, this will be roughly a $40 million raise for ZK Shark and the team. I don't know how much of a team there is, but either way, huge mint. Kickster Signal, before we wrap on all things OMB, anything to weigh in on here on this mint that we're seeing and ordinals as a whole? No. All right. Well, there you have it. While we are actually on the topic of OMBs, of ordinals as a whole, what the hell are these rune stones? Easy, you've been talking runes. You've been talking. I know Casey Rod Armor has his paws on this. Then Leonidas got involved. We have these Arctic runes. Casey Rod Armor. Rod Armor. Casey Rod Armor is involved. He's got his paws all over this. Can you just explain to me what the hell these runes are? That there's 10 that are being inscribed, and explain it to a rookie, because I know like half of it. And I think some of the people in the audience might be curious about it too.
So
and
take whether or not I should buy one of these. Take shit coins, like BRC20s, now make them even better. And that's what runes are. Runes are like the approved shit coin. That's it. It's like the Casey Rodimer, not Rodimer, shit coins that are approved by him. He launched Ordinals, the Ordinals protocol. He's launching runes and the runes protocol. And this is Leonidas's first drop on it, which is Runestones, which will inevitably convert into a runes, which is a shit coin on Bitcoin. And many people say they're meme coins, they're not shit coins because of provenance. But yeah, I think that overall, like Casey Rodimer is also inscribing the first 10. The very first one is an unlimited supply runes called the US dollar as a an attack on traditional finance. Then the other 9, right, we don't fully know what they are yet. So you have Leonidas dropping these. Of course, you also have Pups, which is the Puppets coin and Opium's coin. There is also, what is the third one that's dropping? The R6. Is supposed to like the first decentralized one. So that's still the one that I'm like most interested in, because you know how Bitcoin is. They love the decentralized meta, you know?
Do you think that decentralized meta will win? Like will have the strongest narrative of the three that will be dropping. So you got Arsic, like you said, but so that's basically distribution, right? Leonidas has gone for distribution. And then you've got Casey's, which will be airdropped to people who had certain activity in their wallet. Do you think that mess of coming, that fact that Casey, who, you know, Casey being Casey, do you think his narrative will be stronger than Leonidas?
Yes. Yeah, I do. Just because, like, people look at Casey Rodimer as, like, the godfather of ordinals. And so, like, they do value what he's doing and how he, like, handles the space. And he hasn't done anything nefarious, so people do view like what he does as a positive thing. So like I think those runes will do well, but I do still think Arsic has the most potential upside. Just because it's like you look at inscriptions with like 10Ks. Technically the first 10K was Bitcoin Punks, because it was like decentralized and like have the ability to mint your own. But then you obviously have Bitcoin Frogs and Node Monkeys who may have inscribed earlier and like full first company inscription. But people still look at like the first 10K inscriptions as potentially the first 10K. So there's always a lot of like dynamics that come into play. And I think we will see arguments on the timeline of what's the first rune. Is it the one Casey dropped or is it R6? And that's kind of like the argument point of it is like, which one do you want to take a bet on? You know? So like, I almost want to go R6. Definitely.
So Clemente, I'm not, you know, Runestones makes me think of a video game. I don't know, man. I think I'm mid-curving this cycle pretty hard. But, you know, Easy's going Arsic. I think I'm going to vote on Casey's. And my thesis is, could you just play the link? It's 22 seconds. I linked it over to you. It's a Twitter link, and you have to play it on sound.
Yeah, I got it.
This is why I think Casey will beat Arsic.
So this is your thesis on why you could see a very profitable trade on these Arsic runes, basically.
Yeah. No, just Casey Rodimer's runes, not R6. Full screen this, please. I think Kix is on something.
Does audio not play?
Yeah, there's no sound.
Oh, there was no sound. Well, honestly, no thank sound. God. I don't even want to play it. For people listening, it was just a room. It was.
Oh, no, I'm going to take care of this.
Dancing. There was some booty shaking involved. It was rough to look at.
This is important. This is important for the people to understand.
Okay. At least well, here, I can share my screen again, and we can play it. Here we go. Warning, this is might be a little bit loud, but let's see here.
That's right, it's a superstar. Everybody wanna come up when I'm at the bar. Other people wanna try, it's like, give me some more. Try a little harder, honey, it's like, give me my car. Get the bra, chill at the spa. Feminine balls don't care what they call. Get lost, get lost, rock.
We just do it. Well, there you have it. Nice. So that's your thesis on why you could see these Arsic runes.
Casey Rodimer doing better than Arsic is what he's saying. You keep saying it backwards, and you're confusing the audience, and this is just getting out of hand and outlandish.
Dude, it's because I'm
confused. Did you get 8 hours of sleep?
I actually got 7.5. I've been very disciplined on my sleep score this week. 80%. So let's say, hypothetically, let's say I buy one of these Arsic rune stones for 0.07.
Rune what stones do I and get? Arsics are different.
Sorry, let's assume, dude, this is insane. Let's assume I buy this Arsic meta protocol.
Yeah, there you go, there you go, there you go, there you go, there you go.
0.07 Bitcoin. What do I get when Rod Armor quits dancing and decides to actually code this thing together?
What does this get me? Runes.
Wait, so Casey's is Arsic?
No.
Yeah, I was about to say, because this looks like if you did DMT and then you tried to decode the language to speak to the machine else. This doesn't make any sense to me. The one where the rune is spinning around, I like that one.
All right, so let's fire up Photon.
I can't. Hold on. No, we're going to move on, and we're actually going to talk about meme coins next. But I can't. Everyone in the Ordinals community, I'm trying. I'm trying hard to understand. I'm putting in the effort. I try to do the research, but holy shit, this is confusing, dude. Holy shit, which means it's probably good if you can figure it out and you're on top of you because you get a trading advantage. But God damn it, I can't get it. And I'm not going to drop thousands of dollars on this bullshit just to see this guy dance again. Okay, next story. Let's talk meme coins and shit coins. Easy. Uh-huh, uh-huh. I first want to talk about Bome or Bome Books of Meme. This thing ran up to.
Yeah, we can talk about Buma.
Dude, Kix is reaction to that. So what the hell are these, dude? Why is it at a $400 million market cap? It pisses me off, frankly, that all these guys are like, no, there's no cabal, dude. Like, if you were just in the right circles, you would have gotten in on it. Easy. First of all, isn't this supposed to be your thing that you're on top of all this stuff? How did we miss this?
I was asleep.
Beanie tweeted about it. Yes, was it yesterday morning? Yeah, yesterday morning. So it wasn't really a cabal thing because when he tweeted it, it was at a very easy. Can you remind me what you got in at? 30 million.
I got in right after. I like 10 minutes after it went to 40, and that's when I got in. It was actually, okay. He tweeted at like 4 or 5 in the morning, and I just so happened to be awake, and it was like, oh shit, this dropped. Bodago's Discord got in the presale. So like Clemente, if you were actually in the trenches, like you say you are, they were posting about it in the Crypto Trades channel. They were on it. A couple of guys were on it. I actually just got a DM from someone who told me that this token, he saw it in Bodago's, sent half a soul to it. And now he has significantly more Solana than he's ever had in his life.
Makes this easy? What makes this like important? What is this like fair distribution? Can you like give me a quick 30-second rundown of Ome, what the hell
still was? It's a shitcoin, brother. Like, there's no benefit aside from more people are buying it than selling it. That's literally it. That's it.
All right, well,
like, it's literally just people are buying this because some people have large bags. Someone sent 4.5 SOL or 45 SOL, $450 to it, I think, and now has $5 million. Like, absolutely absurd. Like, they hit a 10,000x on this stupid thing. Like, that's the thing is, like, all the right people are in this token. And the presale was just a link on Twitter that you could send money to, like Ben.eth style. Crypto Artist is all it is, Dark Farms, who made Smallverse, if you know what that is, the Smalls, or Smallverse. I want to say it's Arbitrum.
Arbitrum, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
I didn't know that about him. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so he's good presence. Beanie had even posted like a screenshot of tweet that Dark Farms was like, I'm nervous about dropping this. And he's like, don't be. And it's cooked. Like, the thing has just done really well. We're going to see a lot of this bullshit, though, of people like dropping links saying send money here. We already saw Wombat drop a link. Yeah. You're familiar with him? Huge friend tech guy that was a big 3-3 guy. Yeah, I don't know what to really think about it. It's
and I saw Beanie
talking to you that they took a lot of the presale funds and put it into the liquidity pool. So it has like
great $40 million.
Dude. Yeah, it has like $40 million of liquidity for a $400 million market cap. It's pretty solid.
It's really
like
good.
someone could dump $1 million right now and it would take it down
the
by
the highest
like,
holder has 5 million, and that wouldn't kill the chart, is the thing. Like, yeah, that would not kill the chart. It'd probably have a 10% price impact. So yeah, drop it to like a 380, 360 million market cap. And they'd be hyper liquid on it, which is crazy.
One of those accounts could be you, Clemente. You just tried hard.
It could have been you.
Yeah, but I faded. But I faded once again, dude. I'm choosing broke, choosing poor. Meanwhile, I'm freaking going to buy shirts that probably I might not even wear because this girl was flirting with me, dude. I'm a disaster this week. You know, it hasn't been a good trading week for the kid. But the other meme coin I wanted to talk about was Pac Moon. This thing launched yesterday. I just got a pop-up ad, but Pac Moon, this was a community meme coin on Blast. 40% of the supply was airdropped yesterday. It was airdropped to Blast Bridgers and people that got rugged by Risk. It was anywhere between less than $100 of an airdrop to Mooncat. I saw it get $3,500 at the current price, so not bad. And then the next airdrop now is going to people creating content, and basically the more views you get on your tweets, the bigger the airdrop. That is probably going to be interesting. I saw Nick actually come in at like, he's in the top 20 of airdrops for airdrop number two, which is kind of wild. Easy, did you trade this at all? It is currently, last time I checked, at a $40 million market cap.
I didn't touch anything on the Blast ecosystem. After Blastoise really hurt me, man. I think I lost emotionally on it. Yeah, it really just, you know, kicked me in the stomach. And I was like, damn.
Yeah. It really shows how like your experiences shape you. You know what I mean? And shape your nature versus
nurture.
Yeah, exactly. You got nurtured there.
Yep. Yeah. Nurtured there, and it negatively affected my nature.
So, Kix, you are actually pretty bullish on Blast going into the launch. I think we can all agree that it has underperformed and according to what expectations were. Are you getting involved in anything like this? My thesis was it could kind of be a possible play on, like, if you want to make a bet on Blast attention or Blast activity as a whole increasing, that Pac Moon could kind of represent that. Where I'm like, dude, if I throw $500 at this, could this be the community meme coin on Blast? But I don't know. I don't feel strongly enough to buy right now. I'm down 50% on Pump, which I forgot I put in. And dude, like, what am I doing? I'm just losing money. But I don't know if you have any thoughts on this or Signal.
I don't know. I mean, first of all, I don't really trade meme coins. I don't get it. I'm not good at it. So I'm not the right person to ask in terms of like whether something's going to be good or not. But I don't know, man. I feel like the meme coins, the kind of Pump, or the ones like Bome, as you like to call it. It's the ones that people like. It's not like this pre-planned thing, right? It just like comes out of nowhere, has some sort of meme attached to it that people like. I don't know. I just feel like Pac Moon, it was like a little too like legit. I know that sounds ironic, but they were like trying to a little hard to make it legit. Also, I mean, you know, get in Bome. It's got 100x the liquidity that Pac Moon has. But yeah, I don't really do the meme coin game, so I'm not going to be buying Pac Moon. But I'm still bullish on Blast for sure. I think Blast total value locked is like top five in crypto, and I think their DApp total value locked is like top four. So I mean, you know, it's they're doing good, man.
I'm gonna add just on,
please.
Yeah, I was gonna on the Pac Moon thing. I think because the general sentiment or where the attention is currently on Solana, I think on the meme coin side of things, and kind of like what the sentiment is towards Blast, like the whole Pac Moon name is kind of maybe not like, you know, grabbing people's attention, but I honestly think if Blast ends up being a very interesting airdrop in May, like you could see people coming back to the ecosystem and start having more attention on the meme coin side there, because you're seeing it, you know, kick off on AVAX already. There's a lot of coins there which are like just absolutely sending. So I just kind of think it's like the sentiment of the network is kind of being attached to the sentiment of meme coins on Blast at the moment, which is potentially why they're not doing as well as they are on, say, Solana. But that doesn't mean that attention can't rotate back. So, you know, some of these coins could be, you know, potentially, I wouldn't say undervalued, but attention undervalued, and that can very easily change.
Yeah, and right? It is a weird ecosystem right now in world that we're operating in right now in terms of meme coin mania. It's all short term, like hard to kind of place your bets accordingly right now, unless you're like hyper focused on some of these short term trades. Kix, what has your attention right now? Right, like I'm looking at, we had a crypto overnight dip. We had Parallel announce their new white paper, and it actually pumped 12%. It has something to do with Solana. I don't understand it too well, but I'm curious for your world. Like, what's caught your eye this week? What do you find interesting?
Yeah, I'm still mostly chilling, man. I'm operating on my make a good play every 2 to 3 months, and try not to overtrade my bags. Mm-hmm. So you know, Prime's looking really nice, dude. It's at like a 10x from original buy-in. I haven't read their white paper yet, but I mean, it seems like what they're doing is pretty interesting. It does make sense why they are launching on Solana, because of the amount of on-chain activity that parallel colonies will require. I'm curious if it'll be on an L2, sort of like what Grass is doing, because Grass recently came out. Some people have been farming that airdrop. It's an L2 on Solana that's supposed to be like optimized for AI, because I'm assuming, you know, L1s on Solana already can do an absurd amount of transactions. So an L2 can, like, you know, literally support a breakaway AI agent or something like that. But yeah, that was definitely interesting. Price action looks great. And now they've like kind of solidified themselves as like a gaming token intersecting with an AI token, which is probably the most.
They're dropping another token, right?
Yeah, which is probably like the most bullish combination of two things that you can make. Also, apparently the AI agents can trade meme coins. So now you can technically say it's gaming X AI X meme coins, which is the most bullish trifecta you could ever conceive in your life. So holding that bag, Prime's good. It got above $4. I dipped a little bit in the pullback. But yeah, man, I mean, you know, things are getting wild out there. Just like Ohm didn't exist 48 hours ago, right? Now it's worth $400 million. So I feel like this is the kind of market where if I get FOMO and I try to overtrade, I'm just going to do stupid shit. And then I'm going to mess up my mindset. And then I'm going to miss like the actual next good opportunities coming up. We're also about like a week away from launching our Midnight Heist game on our blockchain. So focused on that. But I think I'm due, man. 2-3 months. I think I'm due, because like the last big plays I was making was November to December last year. So I'm due for a move, man. So I'll let you guys know when I make a play. But right now,
what are we aping?
Yeah. What did the Sauna guy respond to any of your texts?
Dude, he's fucking killing it on Caspa. And I think he's doing some weird shit in AI coins. But yeah, I need to text him. Maybe I'll text him today, see what he's up to. Or even just go meet up with them in the sauna. But yeah, man, I'm just gonna sit around and wait. I took some profits in January, February, so I got some good cash on the sideline. So, but like, you know, market's chopping a little bit here. So I just don't want to like dump a bunch of stuff in now without like, I don't have anything where I'm like, man, this feels as good as Ronin or Prime. And if something doesn't feel as good as Ronin and Prime, I might as well just sit in ETH and, you know, the existing bags that I have and just not do anything. Sol's been pumping, which is awesome. Thank you to everybody on this show. I think Nick specifically called me a dumbass when I was going to sell all my Solana at $80.
Yeah.
And now it's at 180. So that's very nice. So I'll just continue to sit on that. I'll just ride on Easy's little coattails. Take me to the moon, baby.
Anything to add?
Yeah, I officially hit a 10x on Solana. So woo! I feel like it's a birthday or something. I just want to celebrate it. I know, yeah. It's literally like on the token side of things. That's my first high conviction 10x call. And I've waited for that since I think that was June last year. It was around $16 around June time. So yeah, easy. Thank you. Basically, this guy's been harping on about Solana for I think like 2 years. It took me a year to listen to him, but my God, I'm glad I did. So yeah,
it's a good thing it took a year, because that lined you up at $16. You know what I mean?
I wish I bought in lower, but like, I don't care, man. It just goes to show those high conviction plays, you just gotta sit on them and just be patient. So yeah, just haven't even hit all time highs.
I'm trying to pretend like we're smarter than the market or whatever, or that, like, you know, we can draw some lines, draw some lines on a screen and be like, okay, this is exactly where I need to sell. That's where I fuck myself up for sure. Mm-hmm. It's like trying to figure out, you know, when to sell, you know,
just selling those things. Dude.
The when to sell part is really high. It's really hard because obviously Solana needs to still go quite a bit further, which I think it definitely can. But when you start scaling out, that's the tough decision. Especially when you have people being like,
high right now. Like that's the thing. A lot of people are like, technically market cap wise, we had a 30% dilution event over the last year, which is like a lot, of course. But I still think it goes much higher. Like that's the thing is like, if we're looking at Bitcoin at 150K, ETH at 10K, Sol to 500 to 700 doesn't feel out to launch. Like,
yeah. And I mean, I think just positionally where it's like sitting is, you know, really strong. Because like ETH is kind of in this just awkward space where it's too expensive to do anything on L1s and everyone's trying to figure out the L2s. And Solana's just sitting there with like already solving the cheap transactions. I mean, it's just obvious the market's favoring it with just like all the meme coin activity on it. Yeah, I think like probably the, based on how good Solana's doing, probably the like a nice play to look forward to is like Solana NFTs, right? Because you think, you know,
you hope.
Yeah, you hope. I mean, meme coins are crushing it right now, but maybe people will be interested to buy tokens with pictures again. And if they do, probably a lot of that happens on Solana. So
speaking of we're doing the weekly Solana NFT trading challenge. We got the Tensor price lock pick of the week. Signal, let's freaking do this thing, baby. So what we're gonna do here, just to give people some context, we're using Solana or Tensor's price lock feature. Easy, can you explain the for people that might not know the price lock feature, what you can do on Tensor before we kick this thing off and make some picks?
Yes, so price lock, it's a way to go long or short over a 7-day period on a collection. So you can lock in a price that you want to buy or sell an NFT asset at, very similar to like a, you know, let's call it like an options contract. So in this case, if I wanted to go long on MARMS, I can go long here for a cheap fee of 0.031. But if I were to make profit on it, basically what I would need to happen is I could lock in this price at 0.95. And in 7 days, if it's above 0.95, I can sell that and recoup the positive gains on that. I can lock in the price I want to sell it at. I can lock in the price that I want to buy it at. And it gives me just another way to trade these at a fraction of the cost.
Boom. Love it. Love it. And for additional context, Signal has crushed the last trade we did. We shorted a parcel at 20 Sol. It got all the way down to 10, but we sold the lock we had on it. Made a nice little 5 Sol profit. So congrats to Signal.
That's $1,000 now, by the way.
$1,000, baby. Let's go. Absolutely cooking. And last week, Easy made some trades, some locks. How did those end up panning out, Easy?
So they're not going too well. The floor is 3.22. We got these buys at 4.55. So I'm just going to let these expire in 44 minutes and not exercise them.
That was a hedge against Solana price. Let's be honest, right?
100%. 100%.
You're just hedging out a little bit.
Yeah, that's all it was. It's nothing bad either. Like, I think it's going to be like a 1 Sol loss, I think. So only a calm, cool $200, roughly Clemente's grocery bill for the month. So you may need to find another source for that, my friend. I'm sorry. But
let's take just tortillas and cheese or like
just beef tartare 3 meals a day. can't spend time cooking it right now because it's a bull market.
So let's take the pick. Easy, do you mind zooming in a little bit so we can see the prices maybe a little bit better?
And is there any more to choose from or are these the only ones?
So they only have a select number that are approved right now.
But like, are these the only ones or can you scroll farther? Yeah.
Just these.
Okay.
All right, well, let's take the pick. Signal, do you have any, while you're coming up with your pick, I have a couple notes. I was going through and I was, first thing I do want to say, this is irrelevant. Lil Potates, what the fuck's going on with those things, dude?
Stop.
They're down again. Every time I check, I'm like, yo, Lil Potates, let's freaking go. Let's make a rally. Dude, let's try to get some of these 300,000 followers they have on Instagram. They're down to 0.3 Sol, dude. They're down bad, bro. Other notes I have, I think Kalanosaurs are interesting at 25 Sol. I don't know if it's a long, but at some point I would consider doing it once we get closer to NFT NYC. And then last year, I think the Sharks are interesting at 5.6 Sol. Also,
it's
Crypto
it's
and Dead.
It's only 7-day, Clemente. The lock is for 7 days.
for future reference. But anyways, I was just trying to, you know, buy you some time for you to make your pick signal. Do you have any notes, any things you're thinking about? Does anything stick out to you as we're watching these collections on Solana to possibly go long or short signal?
Yeah, God, it's it. Okay, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go long on Klainos because, I'm gonna go long on Klainos because they've pulled back quite substantially, and then you've got Solana ripping at the same time. Which is not helping anything in this environment. But I think Klainos at 22 is feeling, 7 days. I'm going Klainos and I'm going long.
So all right, we locked in a long. We need Klainos to trade at 26.74 for us to be able to sit in the green on that. 26.74 is what we need.
And they're currently at 24.2. So we need a little bit of a rally, but it seems very doable. Very doable. I like the pick signal.
Yeah, that's going to be my thing for this week.
Let's go. Okay. Locked in.
Are we long in that or short in that?
We just long in it.
Like it. Do you know how many Chads I own? That's pissed me off. That Chad right there is worth 5.45. I own 300 Chads on Ethereum. And they're worth nothing. They're worth absolutely nothing. And then that's, I just can see that $1,000 Chads over here.
Well, okay, cool. So that's the pick from Signal. Feel free to chime in if you have any other ones. Kicks or Easy, do you guys have any picks? Does anything stick out to you that you're seeing? We're seeing some comments saying short for Ghana's. I don't know how much more damage these can take. They're down 22% in the last 24 hours.
Jeez. Personally, ooh, man, I don't know. I don't like the spreads on some of these. Like SMB, yeah. I would like to short, like if it was closer to the floor price of it, but it's not. Like that's kind of the tough part. Famous Foxes is interesting here, but I still don't like the spread on that.
I did. Yeah, I mean, the thing that's interesting is you can't just long or short something. You have to look at what the spread is. Like at one point, Bodagos were so volatile that like it needed to like run two Sol either way in order for you to make
right now, a long, they need to go over 9 and a short has to go under 5.5.
Right.
Like, that's a spread right there, dude.
It's an insane spread, dude. Like Klainos actually feels good because it's close. 26.4 or down 2 Sol. Like that's pretty good. Chad's is interesting here on the upside with only a 0.3.
What about Mutantmon? What is the spread on that?
Not on here. Not on here. Else I would go long on Mutants.
What's a Quex?
That's the Cabal. Oh,
okay. That makes sense. Yeah. You have so, like, how do I see the spread on Quex? The spread is
15 to the upside, 10 to the downside.
And they're at
currently sitting at 13.7.
And you have to get all the way down to 10 to break even.
Interesting. What about Crypto and Deads? What's the spread on that thing?
2.25 upside. I'm shorting Crypto and Deads.
I'd short the shit out of Crypto and Deads, dude.
Yeah, we're shorting Crypto and Deads.
So it's 1.5 to the downside. It's currently at a 1.8 floor. Dude, let's short this shit.
Was that like the Nakamigos project?
How much did they mint for? Like 4 Sol each or something?
Yeah, I think they made like $3 million.
I guarantee that there's a group out there that's like behind like so many NFT projects, and they're probably behind Crypto and Deads.
Well, Nick said that it was Voltura initially, and he like deleted the tweet, but that was his.
Why did he say it? Because the guy sounded Australian.
Yeah, well, the guy is Australian.
Yeah. What's the population of Australia?
6-7.
Okay.
88.
Yeah. No, it's probably him then. 25.69 million.
Oh wow. There you go. Okay. Cool. So we took a short on Crypto and Deads. We took a long on Klaino. Anything else before we wrap? I mean, I think
that's good.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. I don't have any additional notes. I'm happy with the picks. I think, and we'll be able to review these in the coming days.
Yeah, we can also buy spot. You know, you just want to go over look at collections. Just, you know,
that's just weird, dude.
Let's take a look at some of the collections. Let's take a little. You know, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, if we're buying some spot here, Gaming Gladiators starting up their campaign for their tokens, really interesting. The GMRX token It's all over social media right now. Mutant Mon at 1.78 is really interesting to me. That's an SPL 44 or SPL 404, SPL 22.
I like those. How's the art on that?
It's not revealed yet. Not revealed yet.
Bullish.
Yeah, so pre-reveal. It is down at the moment, obviously, soul ripping. They're eggs. So, like, if we take a look here.
So something's going to come out of them. Can't be a human. Humans don't come out of eggs. Some sort of
animal. They're basically Pokemons, but Mutant Mon. So it's hybrid combinations of different Pokemons. The cool part is, as you burn, I mean, you got to think the SPL 22 thing, as you burn them each time for the token and try to remint, you could try to hit a rare. So that's like more fun dynamics. Damn, heist down to one is crazy.
Yeah. You know, like games have their lifespan. That's just how life works. You know what I mean?
X.
It was amazing for a while. I sold all mine at like 15.
Good times. Easy, before we wrap, God damn it, Marm's below one soul, dude.
Why? Do you like paying Clemente?
I don't know. I was such a smart guy,
and I just wonder some of the, like, you know, you're like, you buy like Marms, and what was the other one you just talked about? Like
little potatoes,
dude.
Little potatoes. Like, is you like the Tay Tay rapper, like that teenage girl rapper? Is that
Lil Tay?
Is that why you bought it? Because you're like, it sounds like that.
I don't know, dude.
Is everything okay, man?
It's been an interesting week, to be honest. But look, I am interested. So easy, I want to put in. And it can't be Bodago. That's not allowed to be included in this.
How much soul are you looking to spend?
By those. Let's say I have 15 soul. And I'm like, hey, dude, let's deploy this into NFTs.
Eight mutant mons.
Dude, all right, I'm just going to buy one right now, dude. Let's freaking go.
You just told me you have 15 mons. Soul. You're going to buy one?
I'm going to buy one. Well, I'm going to DCA into it. I'm going to about it. I'm going to first tweet about him and say, yo, just bought one. Do mutant mons still follow mutant mons? Question mark. Uh-huh. Follow below.
And then as it pumps, you'll sell into the pump and then wait for it to cool off to buy two with the profit. Okay. Okay. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. This is the other one that I'm interested in is Nyon Heroes. And I hold a bunch of these. I'm more interested in these at 371. Game launching token just launched.
They're pretty cute.
Yeah. So they have like a third person shooter of cats and robots.
So it's like mecha, like you're a mecha cat.
Yeah,
like a mecha.
Yeah, it's like mecha cats. And their tokens dropping, and these give a multiplier on it. So I'm very excited about that. I think the token's going to do well, especially for gaming tokens on Sol. Mixmob just launched their token. It did extremely well. And this should be the next TGE on Solana, which is Nyon Heroes. So I think if you have 15 Sol, Clemente, big chief over here, scoop one of those mutant mons, maybe two, and then grab a Nyon Hero. And I think you'll be sitting pretty for a couple more Sol. Maybe we can get that bag up to 20 Sol in just a couple days. Dude.
I'm actually very interested in this. I'm going to load up a fresh wallet with like 10 or 15 soul. Let's just start messing around with it, dude. Let's dabble in some of this stuff, as I do think Solana NFTs are interesting. Inevitably, this meme coin mania does feel like it'll cool off, and I do think a lot of people will rotate into
it. We're approaching the pre-sale meta where you just send money to a wallet, and usually that has marked the top in historic cycles of meme coins, because what happens is people start sending them and then nothing ever comes from them.
So I do think have we seen a Ben.eth of Solana come out yet?
Not yet. It will happen. Honestly, I think you should take the reins on that.
That's interesting.
I know you've never launched a token. I know you have zero idea how to even turn on your computer sometimes, but I think you should do that. I think you just post an address and say, stay tuned and just see what funnels in.
Easy and Signal. You guys remember in 2021, there was like just like, I feel like there was a new NFT project to mint every day almost.
I'm a little bit out of the game.
Is that the same on Solana, or is it that's not really happening anymore? They're just launching meme.
Nothing
coin.
Is minting, bro.
Like, nothing's minting. That's weird. Doesn't that feel
literally
weird?
Nothing is minting. Like
it feels
is
weird to me.
The JPEGs have no market right now. Like,
are Fiverr artists like on strike, or what's going on?
Yeah, no, dude. I went on Fiverr the other day just to see how they were doing, and all of them say, please, we'll work for 50% off. I was like, damn. And they all have their portfolios. I saw Pixelmon on there. I saw Artifact Animus Eggs on there. So the list just goes on and on. Their portfolios are strong, but it's historic relics of days past.
Yeah, it's...
You look hurt, man. You okay?
I'm going to tell you, just got to apply some pen to paper. Do some research.
Yeah. I got to do some of my own research.
Make some notes. You know, update the whiteboard.
Easy did say some joke. I was going to do the I hardly know her joke, but then I got distracted by it. But anyways, that's our show, everyone. We're ending the week. We're going to let you guys know how these end up going. I'm going to buy some mutant mods here. I'm going to start dabbling, dude. I'm freaking back. Let's go. We will see you all on Monday. We got some exciting stuff to watch for over the weekend. Don't forget to buy your shirts. See you all.